We have been examining briefly the kingdom of God. We have considered the Lord of the kingdom and concluded that Jesus Christ is the Lord or King of the kingdom. We have considered the life of the kingdom and concluded that life in the kingdom of God begins with repentance, changing one's mind towards God and submitting to Him, which then results in one experiencing reconciliation with God and then sent forth as kingdom representatives or ambassadors. We have considered the language of the kingdom, which we have said is the language of heaven and is of the Spirit, which speaks of the word of life, Jesus Christ. Today we conclude the series by considering the love of the kingdom. Matthew 5 verses 43 through 48 reads, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The world's standard of love is loving someone who is lovable. Loving someone who can return or reciprocate that love. The standard mark of love on display by those who are members of the kingdom of God is loving your enemies, loving those who can't reciprocate your love. Jesus said that anyone can love those who can love them back. It takes much more to love someone who cannot love you in return. Jesus sets this standard of love as the standard of the kingdom. Hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives all offenses. Proverbs 10, verse 12. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Proverbs 25, 21 and 22. Jack Hiles once said, and I quote, "You will never really love until you love someone who hates you." Kingdom love is not like the world's love. Kingdom love is the love of God. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3 say, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." Love is a standard of the kingdom of God. Love drives the kingdom of God. This love is not like the love of the world. It is a love that is reflective of the love of God, whose kingdom it is. The nature of God is a nature of love. Those who have experienced the love of God and have become members of the kingdom of God cannot help but be lovers. 1 John 4, 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. This love is demonstrative and reflects the character of God, who has shown his love for sinners who have fallen short of his standards or his glory. Romans 5 verse 8, but God showed his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who once wrote, and I quote, when we see social relationships controlled everywhere by the principles which Jesus illustrated in life, trust, love, mercy, and altruism, then we shall know that the kingdom of God is here. It is my prayer that we will allow God to rule and reign in our lives, that we will speak the language of heaven and live out the life of love as citizens of the kingdom of God. God bless you always.